BBC News, I'm John Shea. The Moldovan president, Maia Sandu, has claimed victory over her pro-Moscow challenger, Alexander Stoyanoglu, in the country's runoff election. With more than 95% of the votes counted, the latest figures on the Central Election Commission's website show President Sandu establishing a clear lead over her rival. The BBC's Sviatoslav Komenko was at Ms. Sandu's party headquarters as the results came in.
Maia Sandu was receiving congratulations from her supporters, and everybody was happy here in her headquarters. There were a lot of hugs. So basically, with the most votes counted inside the country and the voting process going on abroad, we can be pretty sure she will win with a comfortable margin of her opponent.
More rain is falling in the devastated Spanish region of Valencia, where irate residents earlier pelted King Felipe, Queen Letizia and the Prime Minister with mud, calling them murderers. The King later said he understood their anger and frustration.
These people need hope. We need to address the emergency, but also give them hope and ensure that the full presence of the state is there for them. Every day will get better, I believe. We need to understand the anger and frustration of many people because of the hardship they've endured.
The reaction of the residents of Paiporta led the King's party to cut short their visit to the town, where at least 60 people were killed in Tuesday's flooding. More than 200 lost their lives across the region and others remain missing. In the final 48 hours of the US presidential election campaign, both candidates have been concentrating on the seven swing states most likely to decide the outcome. Polls suggest the eventual result could be extremely tight. Visiting Pennsylvania, the Republican Donald Trump complained that not all states require voters to show identification. He suggested this could only be to allow cheating. Kamala Harris, his rival, was in Michigan, appealing to traditional Republican voting men to support the Democrats. She was given a rapturous reception at a black church in the state. An Israeli court has said a leak of classified intelligence involving a close aide to the Prime Minister may have compromised efforts to secure the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. In his partial lifting of a gag order, the magistrate's court said Eliezer Feldstein and three others were under investigation. The magistrate revealed that sensitive military information was removed illegally, possibly damaging state security and putting information sources at risk. Benjamin Netanyahu has denied wrongdoing by any of his staff. Lebanon's Hezbollah has claimed responsibility for firing rockets at an Israeli Air Force base in Haifa, a coastal city in northern Israel. The Iran-backed group said it also targeted and hit the Eliakim base just south of Haifa. World News from the BBC. The jailed Vietnamese property tycoon Truong My Lan will appear in court on Monday for the start of an appeal against her death penalty. She was sentenced in April for embezzling more than $12 billion from a bank that caused tens of thousands of people to lose their savings. Amnesty International has called on the Iranian authorities to release a young female student who was detained on Saturday for reportedly stripping in protest at the country's strict dress code. Footage posted online shows the woman at Tehran University walking around in her underwear as onlookers took videos. Rana Rahimpour is an Iran analyst.
Reports on social media suggest that this woman was harassed by security officers or forces at the university or a member of Basij, the militia, because she wasn't wearing a headscarf. And as a result of that encounter, the member of the Basij tore that woman's clothes, and in protest, she has taken it off. And that doesn't come as a surprise, because the Iranian regime for decades has imposed compulsory hijab on them. And in 2022, we saw a peak of it when a woman was killed while in the custody of the morality police, and the suppression has continued.
In motor racing, the defending Formula One champion Max Verstappen has won a crash-strewn Sao Paulo Grand Prix after starting in 17th position on the grid. The race had to be stopped after 33 laps because of wet conditions. Verstappen dealt McLaren's Lando Norris a blow, relegating him from pole position to sixth. Chinese state media say a three-person crew has returned to Earth after more than 6 months aboard the Tiangong space station. The capsule containing the astronauts descended to Earth, assisted by parachute, and landed intact at a site in Inner Mongolia. During their mission, the team completed China's longest spacewalk, totalling more than 8 hours. And that's the latest BBC World News.